Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Wednesday we bring you interesting and useful news about business and personal finance. The following three articles are from the online website Yahoo Finance. Our first article, Stock Market Today, Dow, S&P 500, NASDAQ Futures Mixed After NVIDIA Earnings Beat. Written by Ryan Howlett. U.S. futures attached to the major gauges saw modest gains Wednesday evening as investors processed NVIDIA's latest earnings report. Futures linked to the S&P 500 crept up 0.1%, while NASDAQ 100 futures advanced 0.1%, and Dow Jones futures fluttered just below the baseline. NVIDIA's eagerly awaited earnings report led to a 4% pop in the company's stock before shares flatlined after the bell. The company beat Wall Street's expectations, issued upbeat guidance for the next quarter, and demonstrated robust sales of its new-age Blackwell chips. Bitcoin continued to pull back from its post-election peaks as investors became wary of risky assets. The cryptocurrency fell more than 4%, dropping below $85,000 and hitting its lowest point since November. On Thursday, traders are set to focus on the next release of U.S. GDP and the Labor Department's weekly jobless claims. Earnings set for Thursday include reports from Dell and Warner Brothers Discovery. Wall Street is also bracing for Friday's release of the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditures, or PCE, index, and the central bank's path to interest rate cuts has become increasingly uncertain. Gold stayed close to its record high after finishing mostly flat in the previous session. Investors continue to exercise caution spurred by President Donald Trump's recent comments about his intentions to implement new tariffs. Bullion traded near $2,920 an ounce, less than $40 shy of Monday's all-time high, after Trump said his administration would impose tariffs of 25% on the EU, without clarifying whether they would affect all exports from the bloc or only certain products or sectors. The U.S. president also says that levies on Mexico and Canada would come into force on April 2nd, rather than a previous target date of March 4th. Since coming back into power, Trump's comments on the timing, size, and targets of his tariffs have frequently confounded global markets and sparked skepticism over his policies. That confusion, along with disruptive geopolitical moves, has underscored bullion's role as a store of value in uncertain times. Additionally, new research suggests the president's planned levies on imports from China may hit the American economy more than official U.S. trade data indicate. The precious metal has also been supported in recent days by weak U.S. data that's seen traders resume fully pricing in 2/4-point interest rate cuts this year. Lower borrowing costs tend to benefit gold, as it doesn't pay interest. Next, Trump threatens new EU tariffs, outlines possible April 2nd date for new Mexico-Canada levies. Written by Hamza Shaban. President Donald Trump threatened new tariffs on the European Union on Wednesday, disparaging the bloc and widening his trade conflict across the Atlantic. "We have made a decision," Trump said during a cabinet meeting Wednesday afternoon. "We'll be announcing it very soon, and it'll be 25% generally speaking, and that'll be on cars and all of the things," Trump said, framing the bloc as an adversary that has taken advantage of the U.S. Alongside the tariff announcement, Trump took aim at the EU itself. "I mean, look, let's be honest," Trump said. "The European Union was formed in order to screw the United States. That's the purpose of it, and they've done a good job of it. But now, I'm president." The remarks came after Trump's comment about a deal in Ukraine, suggesting that the EU should contribute more money toward a resolution to the armed conflict. Trump has previously used the threat of tariffs against other nations in attempts to extract policy concessions. "They've really taken advantage of us," Trump said of the EU. "They don't accept our cars. They don't accept, essentially, our farm products. They use all sorts of reasons why not." The proposed new levies against the EU would broaden Trump's trade battle. The president has already announced tariffs against the nation's leading trade partners, Canada, Mexico, and China. On Wednesday, Trump suggested that the tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports would begin on April 2nd. The president previously agreed to a month-long delay after the leaders of the country's neighbors to the north and south committed to stronger border control. The new April deadline would amount to another extension. There was some confusion over whether Trump was referring to the April 2nd date for Canada and Mexico specifically, or if he was discussing a broader program that aims to impose reciprocal tariffs on all U.S. trade partners. Wall Street pulled back from the day's highs following Trump's fresh round of tariff threats. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite rose 0.2% and the benchmark S&P 500 closed unchanged, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average gave up 0.4%. And finally, new home sales slump in January amid elevated mortgage rates, severe weather. Written by Danny Romero. New home sales plunged to start 2025 as high mortgage rates, record prices, and cold weather pushed potential buyers to the sidelines. Sales of new homes slumped 10.5% in January to a seasonally adjusted rate of 657,000 units, down from December's revised rate of 734,000, according to the Census Bureau data released on Wednesday. The rate marked a three-month low and was lower than Bloomberg consensus expectations for a pace of 680,000. Capital Economics economist Bradley Saunders said in a note that last month's weakness is likely to have been driven in large part by the unseasonably severe winter weather. He expects new home sales to have resumed their recent upward trend in February, once the cold weather has passed. Many house hunters have resisted purchasing due to expensive borrowing costs. Mortgage rates topped 7% in January and remain around the same level, deterring potential buyers. High home ownership costs have prompted builders to sweeten the deal for budget-conscious house hunters. PulteGroup CEO Ryan Marshall told investors and analysts on the company's fourth quarter earnings call in late January that affordability is probably the one headwind that's out there, but I continue to think that the economy will figure out ways to solve for that. Despite the challenges, major home builders remain hopeful that the spring selling season will be a turning point. We need the spring to show up for us and to see the sales, D.R. Horton CEO Paul Romanowski told investors and analysts on the company's first fiscal 2025 quarter earnings call in late January. Wall Street analysts have said that a more stable selling period depends on a more consistent mortgage rate environment. If we get some rate stability, then the spring season probably continues to improve as it progresses, Wedbush Securities Senior Vice President of Equity Research, Jay McCanless, told Yahoo Finance. But I'm very worried, as are the builders, about mortgage rate volatility and what that does to buyer psyche. In addition, would-be buyers are dealing with high home prices. The median sales price of a new home rose to $446,300 in January from $427,000 in December. If you want to learn more about Ayers LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Wednesday to bring you more helpful news about business and personal finance. I'm Roger Baker.